The Ghana Medical Association, GMA, says it is keeping on to the roadmap rolled out with regard to their strike. Deputy General Secretary of the Association, Dr. Justice Youngson, told Radio Ghana on Behind the News that though the association respects a statement by President Mahama that no wages or allowances will be paid outside the 2015 budget, the stance of the association has not changed.
For us, we were talking more about 2016, but I don't know whether what the president said actually for 2015 only or includes 2016. But whatever it is, we are not going to go into a banter with the president. We respect his high office, we respect his person, and we as an association, a group of professionals, shouldn't want to go into any banter with him. So whatever he has said, we think that we deserve the right and the priority to do so. And we respect his decision. We will not banter him at all. The only thing is that for us as employees, I guess it is also fair and a right of any single individual to review his current living conditions, his current workplace conditions, and decide whether to go on with this arrangement, which clearly is unacceptable, or to embark on a journey that he so wishes to embark on. So for us, we are still where we are. We haven't said anything other than what we put out there for everybody to know. And until same is varied, we think that our roadmap as stood out continues unabated.
Doc, for clarification, did you say that your demands are meant for the 2016 budget, should I say?
No, as far as we are concerned, we had already compromised and asked that these things be done so that they are factored into the 2016 budget. So we will leave it at that. But what I'm saying is that at the appropriate time, as a group of people and as individuals, assuming without admitting that what the president said plus what probably may be coming later amounts to a situation where we may not be able to get our conditions of service, that is just an assumption for now. I'm sure we will consider our various positions, especially in situations where I'm working under very terrible conditions and being paid what others would describe as socialist wages, whilst I have to go out there and pay commercial or capital risk for everything I consume, including when I fall sick after I have contracted infection diseases from patients, and then I have to go buy my own drugs and pay those before and after. So for us, we have paid our attention to everybody. We have started with our roadmap, and we are sitting to it until such a point when same is buried.